America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to another edition of America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And I hope whatever you're doing this weekend, it is great fun. Maybe you have some friends over right now listening to the radio. It is a holiday weekend for some, Easter weekend. Of course, lots of food imbibing. This is the time people are eating their chocolates with relish and they're having those jelly beans and all the candies and the sweets. And it's time to think reasonably, too, about food. So, you know, I'm always on the hunt for some great articles about food, whether it's restaurants or food trends. But this one really caught my eye. It was on AOL.com, 12 Foods Nutritionists Won't Eat. Now, some of them are quite obvious, or they're not only foods, but they're also beverages. One of them is diet soda. We know now that just the chemicals in the diet soda and the way it causes all kinds of problems, something you should absolutely stay away from. I mean, soda in general is something you should stay away from, but particularly the fake diet soda, no good to have. Now, here are some that I wouldn't have thought of off the bat. For me, for example, one of the ones that they talk about is farm-raised shrimp. And that's the kind of thing you pick up in the supermarket in the frozen section. And some nutritionists are saying that they make a really strong effort to purchase and consume sustainable seafood. And when you have shrimp that is not from the sea but farm-raised, they're often unsustainably farmed and they're laden with chemicals and antibiotics. So that's something to really think about. 94% of shrimp in this country, by the way, is imported. So you want to make sure when you're purchasing shrimp that it is not farm raised. This one surprised me. Reduced fat peanut butter. That doesn't sound so bad, right? Well, here's why nutritionists will not eat reduced fat peanut butter. Both reduced and regular fat peanut butter have the same amount of calories, basically 200 calories, so you're not really saving anything. But the reduced fat contains more sugar and refined carbohydrates. You know, when you take something out of food, they're replacing it with something else. So they're replacing it with ingredients like sugar, molasses, which has sugar in it, and corn syrup solids and fillers. So the sugar is like not good. It's a huge amount of sugar. The natural peanut butter has 1 gram of sugar. The reduced fat peanut butter has 4 grams of sugar. The natural peanut butter has 6 grams of carbs. Reduced fat, 15 grams of carbs. So you see where we're going with that. Anytime you take something out, you're putting something back in again. So you want to think about that, okay? Another thing that nutritionists won't eat, and you've heard a lot about this now, people are into crickets, right? You know, the little bugs. They're saying it's great for a protein source, it's great for the planet, but some of them say, no, I won't go there, not going to do it. A little bit too crunchy. Raw oysters, I love raw oysters, so delicious, they smell and taste like the sea. But some nutritionists say, I don't trust them, they are not necessarily safe, and nothing I really want to consume. So I was surprised about that. I thought that was a good source of protein, but I guess not a good source. Okay, this one I agree with. Pre-baked toaster pastries. There's 20 grams of sugar in that, about 200 calories per toaster pastry. Can't be so good for you, so stay away from that. Bacon, of course, you know, can't be good. It's all sulfites and all processed foods. Blended coffee drinks. Unbelievable amount of sugar, 81 grams of sugar. That's like 20 teaspoons of just pure sugar. So the drinks can have up to 510 calories. Stay away from it. Just have your coffee and add some skim milk to it or some soy milk or some almond milk if you want. 81 grams of sugar in the blended coffee drink variety. And finally, the last one that they will not eat is nacho cheese. I agree with that. That is the fakest looking cheese I have ever seen. So orange and so yucky. So stay away from the nacho cheese. Hey, thanks for coming along to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, keeping you company. Much more coming up. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration. until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams. And the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet. Dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.